following program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And it is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Program sponsored by Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. You can reach Advanced at 598-9030. And Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service with Advanced, with us. Good morning.
Morning, Kyle.
How are you?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you've got a guest with you, Dan. Dan Adams is the GM. You brought the general manager in with you.
Absolutely. Bringing in the big dogs today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Okay, so people are turning the heat on. They're getting those furnaces going. Maybe they got the cooling system shut down, and I know some people put a tarp or a cover over their outdoor air conditioning unit. You've seen a lot of scenarios, seen a lot of different things when people crank up that heat for the first time. So let's start there. Give us some stories. Give us some anecdotes of what people may see in terms of damage, things that aren't working, fires. what's the worst of the worst?
Oh man, the worst of the worst. That's a tough one. As far as like worst install we've seen, or like worst equipment.
Worst equipment failure you've seen.
Worst equipment. Okay, I'll go with scariest equipment failure. Long story short, we got called in on a second opinion. It was kind of an interesting scenario. The customer had the unit serviced by another company, an individual. I don't even want to say another company. She had it serviced by an individual, kind of one of those, like a friend of a friend who knows a guy who does heating and cooling 20 mm-hmm. years ago in the coal mines, like one of those deals.
Right.
She had the unit serviced by him, and she said everything was running, but she just didn't quite have that confidence. So she called us in there for a second opinion, and I will never, ever, ever forget this. When we go in for second opinions or maintenances, every one of our technicians has a carbon monoxide detector, a very expensive carbon monoxide detector.
That's something you don't fool around with.
We don't mess around with that, exactly. Couple $100 tool. Every single one of us has it. Kind of the standard operating procedure is get out of the truck, you turn on your carbon monoxide detector so it zeroes in outside air. I'll never forget this. I step up on the lady's porch. Well, first thing, I call her when I'm on my way over there, and she sounds a little groggy. I'm like, okay, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe she worked midnight. Maybe I woke her up. I get to the house, zero out my carbon monoxide detector. I step on the front porch, and she opens up the door, and my carbon monoxide detector, it's in my tool bag. Like, it's in my tool bag. My carbon monoxide detector starts going off. Yeah. And I'm still standing on the porch at this point. Okay, this is a little strange. Walk into the house and it starts going berserk. So immediately I'm like, okay, ma'am, let's go ahead and step outside. Let me recalibrate my carbon monoxide detector. I went and pulled my backup out of the truck, just thinking, okay, maybe dead battery, something's going on. I pull my backup carbon monoxide detector out. Same deal. I walk into the house and it starts going crazy. I'm like, man, is there anybody else in the house? Yeah, well, my son's back there and he's been complaining of, he's just been really sick. He's been complaining of a headache for the past few days. Long story short, I go back and immediately go to the furnace, open up all the doors and windows, get the house to air up. I go back to the furnace, and it's a mobile home style furnace. And with those, you're able to pull like the entire burner assembly out. I pull the burner assembly out of this furnace, and I shine a flashlight back there. And when you look back inside of there, what you should see is nice shiny metal.
Mm-hmm.
You're inside of the heat exchanger at that point. Picture. Shoots flame inside of a drum. It blows air across the drum because the drum gets hot.
Yeah.
I shine a flashlight back through there, and I'm looking at the backside of the furnace cabinet. I'm looking at burnt insulation. I can put my hand through the heat exchanger, and I'm touching the back wall of it. Immediately got everyone out of the house. Obviously, I condemned the equipment. The son actually ended up spending a few days in the ICU. For severe carbon monoxide poisoning. She spent the day in the hospital. Their dog almost died over it. It was a whole thing, and it was a She had used this guy for years and years and years, and she's always trusted him, and he actually has a pretty good reputation around town. But it was just one of those things that you kind of never know what could happen. Like she said, I don't know what made me call and want to get a second opinion on it. So that's probably the scariest, you know, life or death situation that we've come across. We've come across with some kind of funny things.
Carbon monoxide. Dan, you got a story?
Well, you know, honestly, a lot of times when the guys are doing installs or they're going to work on a customer's furnace in a crawl space, some of the guys have told me where they went in with a little flashlight. You know, you have the low, medium, high on it. They've got it on low. They're propping it up so that they can do some work on the furnace, maintenance on the furnace, fix a furnace. They notice something out of the peripheral, and so their hands are full. They finish up with their hands. They take the light. They shine it. There's nothing there. They prop the light back up, go back to work. Again, they think they see something. Shine the light again. There's nothing there. And then they start hearing things. And so then they turn the light from low to high, and they kind of do a scan around the peripheral. And sure enough, there's a set of eyes. There's another set of eyes. There's another set of eyes. There's four sets of eyes in this small crawl space that's very tight. And the smells, the sounds, and the things that they're seeing now, and it'd be like a, you know, family of raccoons down there, or, you know, snake skins hanging down out of the rafters. So some of the places that we put these young men and women, they can be very scary and intimidating, to say the least.
Yeah, the raccoon family's furnace.
Yeah.
You encounter. Okay, so again, you've seen it all. How bad can a situation get?
So, I mean, it's always kind of funny, too. So we have one customer. She's a longtime customer. She's hands down one of my favorites. Well, she throws a massive Halloween party every year. In her Halloween party, her house is decorated. The inside, outside of the house is decked out. And we're talking, like, full-blown Freddy Krueger's, like, Friday the 13th. There's miniature Chucky's all throughout the house. Anyways, but it's always kind of fun. We do her fall maintenance every year, prior to her Halloween, her big Halloween party. We always get a kick out of sending the new technician there, and no one warns the technician, because guess where she stores all of her scary decorations? In the furnace room. Yeah. I'll never forget the day that I went to go walk in there. Of course, she didn't warn me at all. And her and I are talking outside the mechanical room door, and she knew what she was doing. She was totally setting me up. I open up the mechanical room door, and I swing the door open, and I flip the light on, and I am inches from a full-size Freddy Krueger with his claws and everything out. This full-grown man at the time squealed like a little girl and got behind
the lady,
maybe 5 foot one, 120-pound customer. Yeah. Like, okay, you're now the human shield. That's one of the funnest ones. Like I said, every year we come in and do it, and it's – You send the maintenance tech out to that one, because she gets a kick out of it, too. Send the maintenance tech out, and no one warn him. No one tell him that her house is going to scare you. That's always a fun one.
So people are flipping that furnace on. Of course, not this week. It's going to be 70 degrees all week. But they've had their furnaces on in October. We did before this little heat wave. We got a freeze. We got a 30-degree night one night. So anyway, people are flipping those furnaces on. What are they going to find? What's the average person out there? What type of issues may they have that they need to call Advance for?
Sure. So, I mean, so we are...
First of all, change the filter.
Yes. Kyle said it best. I don't have to say it. We're really deep into furnace maintenances right now. If you look at our service schedule, it's booked up with 90% maintenances. And going through and just kind of getting the systems up and running and making sure everything is good to go. And, the things that we're checking, kind of the biggest thing would be making sure all the drains and traps or everything in your condensing gas furnace, make sure all of that stuff is clear, make sure all of our safety controls, make sure all of our gas valves, make sure everything is in good working order. And, safety controls, that's one of the big things. Within a gas furnace, which is hands down the most popular type of heating system in this area, within that gas furnace, there is redundancies for redundancies whenever it comes to safeties. A gas furnace is, in theory, they're dangerous. However, with the safeties upon safeties that are built into these pieces of equipment, they're actually they're significantly safer than what a fuel oil furnace is. They're significantly safer than what, like, an electric furnace would be. So going through and checking the safeties and the safeties on the safeties, that's one of the big things. Making sure our air temperatures and everything are where we need them to be. One of the big things that you run into, especially to our customers that have electric heating systems, first time that that electric heat goes to kick on, you get that kind of burning dust smell.
Yeah.
That is normal. So it is normal the first time you kick that auxiliary heat on for that dust to burn off of those that heat kit. If it usually goes away within the first two or three cycles. If it continues, like if it smells like plastic burning, call
you
us. There's something wrong if you smell like plastic or wiring burning. Or if, you know, you keep continuously smelling that kind of burning smell, if you will. Those are some of the big things that we see for sure.
What would cause a furnace? This is a little bit opposite, but when we bought our house that we're living in now, we closed on it on April 1st. So that meant the inspection would have been done in March, mm-hmm. when it was still a little bit cold, and the inspector was able to turn on the furnace and inspect it, and it was okay. He could not turn the air conditioner on to inspect it because it has to be a certain degree, right? Outside, you can't turn your air conditioner on when it's too cold. Anyway, that air conditioner didn't get turned on until June after we'd lived there for a few months. Mm-hmm. First time we turned it on, it burned up. Just burned to melted plastic. So what would cause something like that, or this time of year when someone flips on their furnace and they smell that melted plastic, what would cause that?
That's a tough one. Man, I'm sorry you're in that situation. That is
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
That is not fun.
Like April Fool's, huh?
Yeah. No doubt. Jeez.
Now, that you're right. It wasn't a fun. You buy a house and you're all happy and you turn on your air conditioner and it melts. that was not fun. But, again, so what – either one of you, what could cause a catastrophic situation like that?
So as far as like that first initial startup, you know, could cause a catastrophic situation like that. That sounds like more of a loose electrical connection. That is something that definitely could be prevented.
We didn't have a fire,
but the thing melted down.
Exactly.
Yeah. That really sounds like a loose electrical connection, and we tend to see this a lot, unfortunately. We'll recommend. So let's say, it's not uncommon for us to recommend a repair on an air conditioning system in, let's say, July or August, and the answer we get from the customer is, well, let's put a Band-Aid on it because I'm putting the house on the market in the spring.
Yeah.
That's probably what you got. That's probably what happened. It happens, unfortunately, it's all too frequent to where we see things like that. Or, you know, we have a good relationship with a lot of home inspectors as well, too. Like, it's not unusual for us to get a text from a home inspector throughout the day. Like, he'll send me a picture and be like, hey, is this okay? Is this normal? And I do know that a lot of the inspectors look pretty deeply into systems.
Yes.
But ideally, I mean, to start an air conditioner, I mean, you can start it and run it for a couple minutes during an inspection. I don't care if it's 0 degrees outside. You can click it over into cooling on the thermostat, turn it down, let it run for 2 or 3 minutes. Let's make sure all the components kick mm-hmm. on and run. Now, you won't be able to do any accurate testing on it, but at least you know that it runs and it operates at that point. Ideally, to do any testing, you need to be about 65 degrees.
Exactly.
Or higher.
All right. Dan, any more stories you have?
No, not really. I mean, honestly, this time of year, it's a scary time of year to be in these crawl spaces. The guys love it. The attics aren't the 120-degree attics that they're used to, so they enjoy these areas. But just keeping an eye, starting your system up, very important, you know, to begin the season. If you smell anything or something doesn't sound right, have it checked out. Some of these electrical issues that you guys are finding, these units do vibrate while they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of time, things do vibrate loose or, you know, they will rub a connection raw. So we just ask everybody to enjoy their systems. Stay safe this winter. And call the experts if you have any questions or concerns.
Yeah, what is the advantage of getting your system checked out before you crank it up?
Well, when you turn it on, it's going to work. if you have any issues prior to, we can certainly get the parts and pieces in and get them repaired. This time of year is a very intense time of year for our employees. They work around the clock. A lot of these guys and gals are volunteering hours on the weekends, whatever it takes to take care of our customers and our contractors. We tell everyone we want to treat these people as if they're our family members. If my mom or someone that is dear to me would say, hey, I don't have any heat or I don't have any hot water, I'd want them taken care of immediately. And I think that attitude that the employees have trying to take care of our customers mm-hmm. is it's top of the line.
Right. This is Turn to the Expert, sponsored by Advanced. You can reach Advanced at 598-9030, 598-9030. What type of infrastructure do you have in place if someone's heat goes out in the middle of the night?
So we have, if you call our, so you'll get a live person in our office from the hours of 8 to 5:30 p.m. At 5:30, it switches over to an after-hours answering service that you'll also talk to a live person at that point. If you hit the after-hours answering service, let the technician or let them know that it is an emergency. They'll dispatch a message out to the on-call technician. From there, the technician will give you a call and figure out when is best for you to be able to get out to your house and take care of your issues.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what time, 2:30 in the morning, write this number down, put it on the refrigerator, 598-9030. If you've got an issue with your system, you can call Advance, and they'll work with you immediately to try and get it fixed. Okay, I believe it was last month we talked about the duct cleaning, and that's been going on. You've got a special. First of all, the duct cleaning special, what's that?
Yeah, duct cleaning special. So we are starting to wrap that up, but for anyone who doesn't know, any duct cleaning project that is booked in the month of October, so we've got a few days, we're about a week left on this.
Got exactly a week, I think.
Exactly
Halloween's
week,
next Tuesday.
Yeah. We're close. $150 off of any duct cleaning project. We have been doing a ton of duct cleanings this year. That truck is getting ran really hard this year, the past few weeks anyway. You know, a lot of people are, obviously summertime is over. We're getting ready to spend a lot more time indoors. Unfortunately, as they say, winter is coming.
Mm.
Everyone's spending a lot more time indoors. So we're going through and honestly we're pulling some kind of quote spooky things out of
a lot of
cobwebs, a lot of spiders and ladybugs this year.
Crazy.
We're finding a ton of those in ductwork, a lot of spiders, cobwebs, dust and dander and like dust bunnies the size of your head that we're finding in duct systems. So spending a lot of time, and we plan on spending a lot of time this winter doing more duct cleanings for our customers too. It's a service that works. It's a service that, we're very confident. We've really developed a passion for it, seeing these before and afters and, what it looked like before we got there and then how after. And then, Danny had actually, you had followed up with a customer a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to lunch with her.
really?
She's an 83-year-old lady, lost her husband this past year. We were talking a lot. She was on the fence about the duct cleaning. She called me crying, and, of course, I thought there was a problem. And she said that she has never slept in that house without coughing, waking up in the middle of the night and coughing. And she had mentioned to her husband years ago, I think we should have our duct cleaning. Of course, he's the old school fella, says, hun, our ducts are fine. But she is and she doesn't do Google. She doesn't do Facebook. She's not of that generation. But she does want to bring a letter and say that what a testimony. Write a testimony for us and say what a change it's made in her life. She said she feels better. She's getting better sleep. And these stories, when people call in the office and I talk to them, these are the things that I think it's important that our listening audience were to hear, that this technology works. We can clean and sanitize, so if there's mold or anything in there, we're able to go through and put a solution in there that will kill all that. It's completely safe for you and your animals. And we ask that if you're interested, to please give us a call.
Yeah. So, again, that's the next step. You talk about – that's what we're going to bring up next. You talk about the duct cleaning, and you see the stuff physically come out, the dust and the hair and – All that kind of stuff comes out. But the next step is the sanitization of the system. What does that do? How would you be able to tell the difference there?
So the sanitizer works really well. And let's actually start it with, so our sanitizer is an antimicrobial. It's an antibacterial. It is, but also we went to extreme lengths to find something that was going to be extremely safe for customers' homes. The sanitizer that we use is a blend of different essential oils, essentially, that is, how do they put it? Hospital grade food safe. So you can actually drink this cleaner, but it has some different chemicals and things, or not chemicals. It's got different oils in there that can kill mold spores, kill bacteria. Deodorized ductwork, another kind of horror story, if you will.
Go ahead. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead and tell it.
Customer went out of town. They left one of their register covers off, and their cat decided that would be a new great place for them to use the restroom the entire weekend while they were out of town. we were able to come in with our duct cleaning and sanitizing equipment, come in, clean all the debris out of the ductwork, but also we ran that sanitizer through it. And when the sanitizer is done, it's a very lemony smell. It's actually one of the biggest active ingredients in our sanitizer is lemon and thieves. Those are the two big things that are in there. So they left, you know, whenever we went into the house, it smelled pretty bad, kind of an ammonia smell. By the time we left, it was nice and lemony fresh. So,
all right. So,
yeah,
watch out for the cats.
That was one of them.
It's not just the hair.
A lot of mice, and a handful of larger animals out of duct systems.
Live mice?
No, unfortunately, okay. Not live. They were alive at one point in time. End up pulling the skeletons out of the duct system.
Wow.
And we're able to show the customer before and after, which is nice. That we do have a bag that basically collects everything. And the customers will be like, I was looking for that Matchbox car for 3 years. Or I can't believe that's embarrassing that was in there. We find some pretty wild things. But to be able to see before and after, and we do have cameras that we can also show the customer, look at the before and after. Big selling points.
What's the largest rodent you've removed?
About a 20-pound raccoon.
No kidding.
We didn't use duct cleaning for that. This is going back in my career. Is a mobile home system, flexible ductwork. A family of raccoons had decided to build a little. It's a nice warm spot,
yeah,
so they decided to make a nice little home in their heat duct. Yeah, probably about a 20-pound raccoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys have seen it all.
It's
even some fish. We actually they found some fish. I think the goldfish somehow, maybe a cat or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Ended up in the ductwork. All right. Well, those are the wild stories over years and decades of doing this type of work. And again, we hope you finished your breakfast before we got into all this. But if you're sneezing, if you're having problems sleeping, it may be because your ductwork has raccoons in it. Who knows? Give them a call, 598-9030 at Advanced. And again, they'll service your heater before it gets cranked up for the winter, and they'll clean out your duct. Guys, great show. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys.
That is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday on WAJR.